Chapter 9. The Surprise. The pirates woke early in the morning to the sound of a voice from the trees. It was the doctor. He had come to check on the sick pirates. Even in battle, the doctor was still a saver of lives. It was something about himself that he could not change. To Jim's surprise, the doctor did not look as if he was dying. Jim was glad to see him and glad that he was healthy. Nonetheless, he felt ashamed of himself and did not want the doctor to see him. None of his friends knew what had happened. They probably hated him and thought that he had run away from them in the night, as Silver had said. As the doctor walked up to the fence, Silver shouted a greeting to him.
"Good morning, good doctor," called out the pirate. "You are here bright and early. You have surprised us a little, but we also have a surprise for you. We have a little stranger here who is healthy and happy as ever. In fact, he slept like a baby right next to his good friend Silver last night. We were right next to each other, we were, just like old friends."
The doctor tried to cover his surprise as he continued walking toward the fence.
"Well, well, what great news!" the doctor called back to Silver. "Work before pleasure, as we always say. Let's have a look at my patients before seeing Jim."
The doctor walked among the pirates as if not afraid. He talked to each one as if the man were really a patient and not a murdering pirate. However, the doctor must have known that his life depended on his service. In return, the pirates treated him as if nothing was out of the ordinary.
"You're doing well, my friend," said the doctor. "If ever a person had a close call, it was you. Your head must be as hard as iron."
"You're right," replied the injured pirate. "My old hard head is good for something."
"And what about you, Dick?" asked the doctor.
"You do not look well. Come over here and let me see your tongue."
"Well, I'm not surprised. You've got malaria, too."
"I am, however, surprised at you, Silver. You are, by all accounts, a smart man. I don't understand how you could let your men camp in a marsh. You should know better than that. You should know where mosquitoes breed."
"Yes, I should have known," said Silver, "but I have learned my lesson.
Those with malaria will be fine, but they will suffer for a few more days before it leaves their bodies. Now that all the doctoring is done, I would like to speak with that boy." The pirates all started talking among themselves and going about their morning business. Nonetheless, Silver felt offended because he thought that the pirates showed more respect to the doctor than to him. So he banged on the table and roared like a lion.
"Silence!"
Everyone stopped talking and waited to hear what he would say. Silver told them that he had been thinking about allowing the doctor and Jim to talk. He told the doctor that he and the other pirates were grateful for the kindness that he had shown them in treating their sick. As a thank you, he was willing to allow them to talk freely, as long as Jim gave his word of honor that he would not run away.
"You have my word of honor," promised Jim.
Silver instructed the doctor to climb over the fence and wait. His idea was that he would bring Jim to stand inside the fence near the doctor, and the two of them would be allowed to talk through the spaces in the fence. As soon as the doctor left, the pirates exploded with anger. Why would he let the boy and the doctor talk? Was Silver up to something? You have to remember that pirates trust no one, and that Long John Silver was never to be trusted. Jim thought that Silver would not be able to turn their anger around this time. However, Silver had no problem at all. He told them that they needed to be smart. At the moment, they needed to keep the doctor happy. If they started fighting again, they would not be able to go find the treasure. The pirates listened to Silver, who then took Jim down to talk to the doctor. When they got close to the doctor, Silver spoke first.
"You will remember now that I have done this," said Silver to the doctor. "And you will also remember that I saved Jim's life yesterday. It is a difficult game that we are playing here. My life and the boy's life are in danger."
"Are you actually afraid, Silver?"
asked the doctor in surprise.
Never. No, not I. And if I was, I wouldn't say it. But I know that you are a good man and an honest man, and I know that you will not forget all the good that I have done. For I have done many bad things and may certainly be hanged, but I have also done some good, and maybe that will save me. Now I will leave you two alone and let you talk. Remember, Jim, you promised not to run.
Silver turned and walked far enough away that he could not hear. He sat on a big rock and sang pirate songs.
So, Jim, began the doctor, here you are. As you have chosen the pirate's side, so you shall die a pirate. I do not blame you because you are young, but I must say that I think you are a coward.
Jim started to cry from the stress of it all.
Doctor, I am sorry. I never meant to be here. I will die soon enough, and I would already be dead if Silver hadn't saved me. I can die, I deserve it, but I am afraid of being tortured.
Jim, I can't do this. Jump over the fence and we'll run for it.
I promised that I wouldn't.
I know, but we can't help that. Jump and we'll run like the wind.
No, I will keep my promise. But doctor, you did not let me finish. If they come to torture me, I'm afraid that I will tell them where the Hispaniola is. Although you do not know this part, I stole the ship from the pirates, and it is hidden in the North Bay. You must go.
The ship?
So Jim told the doctor his story from beginning to end. Jim explained how he got the ship and how he came to be with the pirates. The doctor listened to every word with his mouth hanging open.
Do you know, Jim, every step here, it is you who saves our lives?
I'm so sorry.
Do not be sorry. You have saved us. You found out about the mutiny. You found Ben Gunn, and now the ship. We will save you, dear boy. We will save you.
The doctor then called Silver back over to the fence and told him not to be in a hurry to find the treasure. He even warned Silver to be ready for a fight when they reached the treasure. Silver asked for more details, but the doctor would not say more. All he promised was that he would do his best to save Silver if Silver and Jim made it out without getting killed. With that, the doctor shook Jim's hand through the fence and quickly walked back into the trees. The pirates, meanwhile, had returned to their good moods. It was, after all, the day that they would be digging up Flint's treasure, or so that is what they thought. After breakfast, they grabbed shovels and bags and set off on their adventure. Everyone was excited and busy dreaming of treasures. Silver led as they followed the map. Along the way, they passed one of Flint's markers, which was the skeleton of a young pirate with his arms stretched out to point the way. Seeing the skeleton scared the pirates. They continued walking in silence with every man left to his thoughts. Then all of a sudden, a voice sang out from the woods in front of them.
15 men on the dead man's chest. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum, sang the voice.
The color drained from the faces of the pirates. They were all terrified by what they assumed to be Flint's ghost.
Come on, keep moving, ordered Silver. We can't stand around here all day.
It's Flint. It really is, whispered one of the men.
Now, it can't be, said Silver. It did sound a lot like him, but not exactly. It sounded like a voice I've heard before. But regardless, I'm here for that treasure, and if I have to fight Flint for it, I'll fight him or his ghost.
The pirates followed Silver, even though they were still afraid. Several of them would have preferred to run, but their fear kept them all together. Finally, they came to the spot where the treasure should have been. However, the treasure was nowhere to be found. All that was left was a pit in the ground. They knew that it was not a recently dug hole, because they could see some grass growing in it. This was definitely the place where the treasure had once been, though. They were sure because the name of Flint's ship, the Walrus, was on a broken board lying on the ground.
The pirates started to shout at each other, but then they all turned their focus on Long John Silver, who was the cause of all of their troubles. At that very moment, three gunshots rang out and two pirates fell dead. The other three pirates turned and ran as fast as they could. The doctor, Ben Gunn, and a sailor were there to save the day. Jim and Silver joined them and headed down the hill toward the beach. When they arrived, the squire was standing there proudly in front of a whole cave full of treasure. They had truly found what they had been looking for. Jim and Silver learned that Ben Gunn had found the treasure months before and moved it all for safekeeping in hopes that he would be rescued one day. While Jim had been capturing the Hispaniola, the doctor had made a deal with Ben Gunn. The doctor had known that the treasure was safely hidden in the cave, and that was why he had given Silver the treasure map. He knew the pirates would never find the treasure by following the map. That night, they ate a wonderful meal and slept soundly among their golden treasures. Then, in the morning, the sailors began to pack up and move the treasure. It was hard work, and it took many days to move it all onto the Hispaniola, which was waiting in the bay. They kept watch for the three escaped pirates, but the pirates never found them. Occasionally, they heard shouting or a gunshot, but it was just the sounds of the pirates hunting and drinking. There was no more fighting between the two groups. Once all the treasure had been loaded, the sailors had to decide what to do about the three remaining pirates. It was a difficult decision. Finally, everyone agreed that it would be cruel to take them all the way home to be hanged. They also agreed that it would be too dangerous to allow the pirates on the boat as sailors. The pirates might start another mutiny. Therefore, everyone decided to maroon them on the island, which, by the way, made Ben Gunn extremely happy. They still felt bad about leaving the three pirates behind, so they left a lot of supplies for them. They left meat, ammunition, medicine, tools, clothing, some rope, and a few other necessities. With that done, all was prepared and they sailed away. As the Hispaniola sailed off, the sailors realized that the pirates had been keeping a close eye on them. For there they were, on their knees in the sand. They were begging for one last chance to be forgiven and taken aboard the ship. The sailors did not change their minds. They did, however, tell the pirates about the supplies they had left for them. It was a sad parting, but not a cruel one. And what about Silver? What fate did he have? He was allowed to leave the island and travel with the sailors because Jim and the doctor were true to their promises. Silver had helped Jim, so he had bought his passage on the Hispaniola. However, the weight of many dead men hung about his neck. He would not be hanged when they got to England, but he would be punished in some way. He would just have to wait and see what punishment he would receive.